Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We've talked about fetishes on The Burt Show before. This is a unique one, though. A fart fetish.
Ew.
Would you guys answer this classified ad? Because this is a real one that went out in New York City, I believe. They said, looking for young, pretty women, 18 to 25, who will willingly record themselves farting naturally. Short clips, 10 to 20 seconds. Must speak English for instructions to understand and follow. An example concept will be provided. I can pay via PayPal quickly, too, once agreed upon first, and I will pay you $5 per clip. There is nothing sexual and no nudity involved. I respect your full privacy. This is for project-based research only. Only serious inquiries, please. This is not a joke, as silly as it sounds. Compensation, $5 a clip for a 10 to 20 second clip.
All right, $5 for a fart.
Feels a little cheap.
I guess you have to change your diet if you want something more expensive.
And the fact that she...
That'll be $5, please. 10.
Okay. What's the difference between a natural and unnatural fart?
That what Tommy played was unnatural, I think.
Okay.
And so they want real farts.
And how will they know if you're between the ages of 18 and 25 if you're just sending them like a pic,
you have to also give them your social security number.
Yeah, I can still pull off 25, right? I'll start raking in the dollars.
You know what this reads as to me? This reads, and maybe I'm wrong, and Mo and Bert, you can tell me, but it reads as a dude made a bet with his friends. I bet I can get women, single women, to send me their farts. And their friends are like, no way, that'll never happen. And so he took out this ad to do it.
Dude, there was that chick that was making bank, putting her farts in jars and selling them to people. But she was eating so much fart-inducing food that she sent herself to the hospital.
What?
Oh, yes.
She sent herself to the hospital?
Yes.
If your income depends on it, I'll be eating Brussels sprouts every day making that happen. Gotta work.
It's better than $5 a fart.
Right, it's better than crashing in your car, I think. All right, we call a follow-up Thursday here. We just forget about some Burt Show storylines and we leave them hanging, and you guys hit us with an email and you're like, yo, Burt Show, you forgot. This one wasn't really requested, though. It was from a listener who reached out to us about a year ago, and she recently saw that her story popped up on Facebook timelines and realized, oh my God, it's been a year. I need an update on this.
Oh, so the update's coming from inside the house.
Yes.
All right, so the story goes, over 8 years ago, our listener's husband confessed to using his ex-girlfriend's Facebook account to talk to other women. Ugh, that is messy. He swore they never had an intimate relationship, and she confirmed that with the woman he was speaking to. She let it go, but never fully trusted him again. She reached out to us for advice when she suspected he was cheating again. It started at a baby shower when he vaguely mentioned he was texting someone. Later that night, she went through his phone. She found out he had been liking a ton of women's pictures and having random convos on Snapchat. She wasn't sure if he was cheating and didn't know how to handle the situation. We thought it was shady, but there wasn't enough evidence. What has happened since?
Hey, Burt Show. I wanted to reach out today because I saw on Facebook that a year ago today, y'all posted a video of when I had emailed. The video was, is this one thing her husband does a sign that he's not trustworthy, or is she overreacting and snooping through his phone? I saw it in my memories on Facebook and thought, has it really been a year? I still want to remain anonymous, but I want to update you on what has happened. The day y'all talked about it on the show, I wasn't sure how to feel. Y'all made good points on everything. I decided not to say anything to him. I thought it wasn't the right time yet. Now, I'm all for communicating with your partner, but you gotta understand, this is not the first time we've had a talk about this. Fast forward to September. I found out I was right! He was on Snapchat talking to someone. I saw all the messages from the past 24 hours because they automatically delete after 24 hours.
That scoundrel.
They talked about meeting up and he said stuff like, I like your body.
Ugh, the scallywag.
They were sending pictures, not nudes, but she sent him 2 full body pictures and he sent her a few selfies. I didn't know how to react, but I said something this time. You can just imagine all the emotions I went through. I was mad, sad, heartbroken. And the worst part, this all happened right after we were done playing piano, which is our code for intimate time.
Yeah, nasty.
His story was, oh, that wasn't me. It was my brother talking to her from my Snapchat account. I couldn't believe he tried to lie to my face. I said, oh, so your brother sent her pictures of you? He couldn't lie about that. And his excuse is that his brother started to talk to her on his account. And then she just stayed added as a friend. They hadn't talked at all until that night. And it was just something he did while drunk. He apologized and said it wouldn't happen again. I honestly have no idea how long it had been going on. And he only got caught because he didn't delete his messages. And I know for a fact he deletes a lot of things from his phone, especially after seeing those messages. I told him, I know I'm the stupid one for trusting you blindly. And the next few days were horrible. I felt so bad because of everything I read in those messages. Since we've been together, I've done everything for him and our kids. I started working and I left school so that we could have our own place. I don't mind, but it was supposed to be temporary and now it's been 11 years and I still can't afford to go to school. I can't complain a lot because we have everything that we need. And I have a good job now, but I know we would benefit so much if only I could get a degree. I've always remained faithful to him. I know he has done his best to give us, me and our 2 girls, a better life. He has tried his best, and I see that every day. I just don't know if I can continue in the relationship anymore. I feel like I'm the only one who was actually committed to the relationship. Right now, we're still married, but I am really thinking about ending our relationship. It's been 7 months, and I'm still not able to get over it. I've tried and tried, but it's been so hard to live with. I've never liked change, but I know it can't be a bad thing. I've been with him since I was 17 years old, and I'm now 29 and he's 31. We've both changed through the years, and our daughters are old enough that I'm sure they would understand. I would just hate to put them through our divorce. They're 10 and 14 now, so it may not be such a big deal, but I don't know. It's hard to make a decision. One thing for sure is I'm not having any more kids because I wouldn't want to start over. I hope I get the courage to do something soon, but I'm such a caring and loving person to everyone else that I put myself last. I might stay a few more years and just wait it out for my babies. They have so many great memories with us as a family. We do have more planned vacations and stuff like that. They have absolutely no idea of anything that has happened between me and my husband, and I plan on keeping it that way. If they ever ask, I won't tell them the truth. I'll just tell them we grew apart or something. I don't want them to have a negative view of their dad because he truly is a great father. I just wanted to share this with y'all since it's been a year. I still listen to the show every day on the podcast. Love y'all.
Sad.
I know. Sad.
You got a storyline that we haven't followed up on and we have forgotten about. Hit us up and we do these on Thursdays for Follow Up Thursday at thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.